SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
This month saw the eSafety Commission threaten to sue social media companies for flouting the ban on under-16s. It's investigating some of the biggest platforms for suspected non-compliance with the World First Measure, targeting Meta's Instagram and Facebook and Google's YouTube, Snapchat and TikTok. The legal threat, and a potentially hefty fine of millions of dollars, is a striking change of tone from a government which had initially hailed tech giants' shows of cooperation when the ban went live in December 2025. Professor Jeannie Patterson, co-director at the University of Melbourne's Centre for AI and Digital Ethics, said the global attention on Australia's handling of the ban could have spurred on the government's crackdown announcement.
Yeah, this is certainly a moment in time when a number of countries across the world have just lost patience with the claim of social media companies to present some sort of town square for the sharing of views. There's instance after instance of harmful content being shared, and the very design of social media being addictive and causing mental health and developmental issues in young people. And I think this is a moment in time where we're seeing a response in all sorts of countries, including, and I think we need to come back to it, the US.
Professor Patterson points out the recent lawsuit in the US, which found Meta and Google liable for social media addiction harm, saying that the pressure is building on the tech companies to change. She says the social media companies are not living up to their initial promises.
The social media ban requires effectively reasonable efforts to prevent children under the required age from accessing social media. And the government has listed a series of failings on the part of the tech companies, which, as I said, suggest, one, their measures aren't effective, but two, they're not learning from the failings and improving the strategies.
Senior research associate at the University of Sydney, Dr. Rob Nichols, says the combination of the US lawsuit and the rising number of countries thinking about enforcing youth social media bans would likely push platforms to implement changes to eliminate litigation risks. He says more countries should consider following the lead of Australia.
If you like to say and like to boast, we've got the first system in the world and we're world leading, you naturally get some pressure, which is the rest of the world looking to see, should we be following? Are we right to be following in the case of UK and France? I think, though, that the case in the US will have a different impact. So in the US, for the first time, a jury found that the platform and not the content caused addiction, and that addiction caused harm for one person in Los Angeles.
The eSafety report says nearly a third of Australia's parents claimed that their under 16 child had at least one social media account after the ban took effect, of which two thirds said the platform had not asked the child's age. Dr. Nichols says if Australia's method works and other countries follow suit, then there's a good chance that the social media companies will look to make system-wide changes. He says if they don't, it won't only be users who are facing a problem.
The risk is two parts. One for the people who become addicted, but also the litigation risk for Meta and Google. Well, let's just eliminate that. And if we can do that in a way that helps in countries which have introduced a social media ban, then we'll do it once and get it right, rather than trying to do it in lots of different versions of Instagram all around the world.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.